This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Chase from Alabama. Currently at work, so I apologize for any noise in the background, but I kind of just stumbled upon the podcast because I'm one that I love to listen to horror stories and all that while I work or just while I'm relaxing doing whatever. But my stories aren't exactly scary. They're more wholesome, but I'm just going to hop right into it. So when I was in fifth grade, my papa died from a heart attack. He had already suffered, I think it was 7 heart attacks throughout his life. And it hit me pretty hard because I was still a young boy. And I loved my granddad. He was everything to me. And when he died, my grandmother was left alone in their old log cabin house that my great-great-great grandparents had built back way long ago. And I used to spend the night with them all the time. And this was like every other time I'd gone and spent the night with them. My grandmother would go to sleep right around midnight, and I'd stay up and watch TV in their living room. And I was watching the TV, and I just heard this noise from the kitchen. And let me just give you a layout. So when you walk in the front door, you have 3 doors you can go in. To the right is the living room. Forward is my dad's old bedroom from when he was a kid, and to the left is their bedroom. Well, you go into the living room, past the couch, and you can hit this long hallway that goes into the kitchen. Well, I look down that hallway because, again, just heard a noise down there in my little curious self. Look down there, and I just see a faint figure walking down the hallway. And it looks like my papa. So I silently call out saying, "Papa," and I just see the figure turn towards me and wave and then just disappear. Well, fast forward a couple years, and I think I was about, I want to say 13. I was at home, and my dad had inherited a pocket watch of my papa's that he had had for many, 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 many moons. And it just kept ticking and ticking and ticking, even though the battery was dead. Like, the battery was out of it, and it just kept ticking. Well, we had all gone to bed, and I'd say it was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning. And at that point, I'd just gotten an Xbox, so I was up late all the time. And I hear my door shut, and I get up and hurry to the hallway because I didn't know who had just opened my door. Well, I look down the hallway, and a dark figure peeks into my sister's room, and it turns back to me, and I see that it's my papa. And he walks up to me, puts his hand on my shoulder, and it just, with most ghost stories, you hear how it's cold and all that, but when he touched me, it felt really warm, like he was actually there. Sorry. And he said, "I love you. I want you to live the best life you can." Then he walked past me and proceeded into my brother's room and looked in there. It was kind of like he was saying his final goodbyes. And not 2 days later, the stopwatch stopped ticking. And it hasn't ticked ever since. Put new batteries in it, hasn't worked. And it was kind of like, that was him letting us know that he had finally been gone and gone over to the other side. Which this had kind of made sense because after all those heart attacks, we had just decided he was too stubborn to die. And it was one of those things that it was really like it hurt. Like it didn't hurt, but it was really sad to me because I missed him so much. And I still think about him to this day. I wonder if he's ever proud of me. Just hope that he's smiling down on me from wherever he is. But, sorry for the kind of sad tone of this. It kind of hit hard in my heart. But I love the podcast. I've gone through the YouTube playlist, and I've just been listening to it constantly, just going through each episode you release on there. So please keep up the good work. I'm going to try and become an EPP sometime soon. But thank you, and keep up the good work.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.